La 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 la.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, because last week our sound was a little off. That's why we're testing 1, 2, 3. Go ahead.
Test 1, 2, 3.
See, I'm telling you, see, you always used to say we don't need to do this. Then last week, I mean, it was our first week after 3 months off, and the sound was a little off on my side. So now it's adjusted. The shadow behind us isn't there now, I hope. And it's starting to come together. What do you think?
You went on Jim and Sam, and then they were telling you how to do the podcast. Meanwhile, I was like trying to put up lights, trying to make this podcast size, and you just kept going like, no, who cares? It doesn't matter. No one cares about that. I'd say, oh, let's make it look nice. You said, I don't care. It doesn't matter. No one cares. How many times did you say that?
I don't know. Probably never, because you're probably exaggerating. I mean, you put up the lights and I was happy.
No, but even like sometimes there'd be like something in the shot, or it wouldn't be like, I'd be trying to get it like.
Well, now we're more professional. That's all. Back then is then and now is now. Let it go. You move on and you try to make it better for the, who cares what happened in the past?
It's amazing. No, this is really what's happening is that your wife is telling you to do something and you're like, no. Your two friends are telling you to do something and you're like, yes.
One and a half friends. And second,
I was being generous with
Sam. Well, here's
but the, whatever. It's
I
like,
mean, Sam's studio.
I don't
at
have
home.
A fight about it, but it's like you came in with a fucking bee in your bonnet. I couldn't think of a thing. And you're like, oh my god, we got to change. We got to get this done for the podcast room. And it's like I feel like I've been pounding this drum for so long, and you just kept going, nobody cares about the visual.
Who says pounding this drum still? I mean, are we welcome to the Revolutionary War podcast.
It's by the way, this is, we're talking with Rich Voss, who's spoken to no one besides comedians, so he has no idea what people are actually saying in the real world. So
you don't act like you speak to tons of people in the real world.
I'm like talking business with people all the time.
Yeah, and they say pound the drum.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, I haven't heard that in fucking 20 years, but that's okay if that's what you want to bring to the podcast.
See, my light's not even
what
right on me.
See, let's see how the light look it. But to see the shadows behind us, that brought,
that's because Sam said it. Who cares what Sam?
Yeah, Sam, you want me to get them on the phone and we'll discuss it?
No, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm fascinated by how quickly you were convinced by them. Whereas
I wasn't convinced.
Like lots of times we'd go to start a podcast and I'd go to, oh, I gotta turn the lights on, you, no one cares, it doesn't matter. Or I'd say,
well,
oh,
that's when it was, oh, was more audio podcast. Now that we're doing video podcasts, it matters.
We've been doing video podcasts for years. 4 years.
Maybe two at the most.
No, Rich, stop. Do we have to get Nick on here to,
yeah, video. We've been doing video for like 2 years since Laugh Button. And before Laugh Button, it was audio, but now it's video. And see, look at that shadow. It's really,
I love though that you don't even know what 2 years is. It's like,
I don't know it. Well, 2 years before the pandemic.
Oh, I didn't know that's how we count time now.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're right. We did a podcast during the pandemic. I forgot. We only stopped for the summer. I forgot. Well, anyhow, look at. So the past is the past. Okay, you were right in the past. Now I agree. And now I say we get new cameras.
I'm glad you agree. The minute you said we got to do things different, I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's stop. Now you're obsessing about shadows. You never cared about this. This thing could be in the fucking shot. You'd be like this. It's fine. Who cares? Oh, now you're like, a shadow.
You know, here's the problem. Here's the problem with fucking women. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not mean. Do this, do that. Then when you change, you're still wrong. Like, this is what you used to do. Okay, well,
I didn't say you were wrong. All I said was that, oh, I wanted some kind of acknowledgement that, yes, I've been pushing for this for years, and that you're like, who can, you know what I mean? What if you kept saying like, we should do this, we should do this, we should do this. And I was like, no, we don't need to, we don't need to, we don't need to. And then one day I came home and I said, I talked to a friend of mine, we got to do this. Like as though you were,
I would go,
as though I was introducing it for the first time. You'd be upset.
No, I go,
you'd be like, I told you to do that. Rich, you act like you taught me about Diet Coke. You're like, anything I do or drink, I told you to put milk in your coffee. Like, so don't act like you wouldn't want to get credit for having said that, you know, having like already said it.
When I first met you, I don't think you drank a lot of Diet Coke. And I'm sorry I brought that into your life, because Diet Coke is very bad for you.
Is it? Okay, well, this feeds into the story of...
Of what?
One night, we decided that we were going to go to...
Have dinner.
Yeah, well, but I had kind of already eaten, and I wasn't that hungry. Was it Sunday night?
Yeah,
Sunday night. We were going to go for dinner and go to Walmart. This was going to be our big night.
Well, it was Bonnie's idea to go to Walmart.
I was excited about it. And I know you don't like Target, so that was out of the
question. Target's not open that late on Sunday.
Sure it is. So then I'm like, we're deciding on places. And I'm like, I'm not really that hungry. And then he goes, oh, I should go to Popeye's. And I was like, I'll go to Popeye's with you.
Yeah, because every like month or so I get an urge, is that the word, or a craving for Popeyes? Like every month, you know, not all the time. What? Not all the time. And, you know, I was, and it's in the same parking lot as Walmart. So I said, what the fuck? I'll get Popeyes tonight. Just a chicken breast, a wing, and a biscuit. I don't go crazy.
Okay, no, so this is what I hear on the way to Popeye's. It's all this kind of like justifying or whatever. I'm like, who cares? Have your Popeye's. I go, I'm just going to get a Coke. He goes, okay. And then he goes, we're almost at Popeye's. He goes, we'll share a Coke. I go, okay, I mean.
Well, you get free refills. Why get two of those big Coke, you know? Okay.
So
that's crazy. That makes no sense.
We go, he gets his meal.
A breast, a wing, and a biscuit.
The whole time he's like, I deserve it. I don't hardly ever have it. It's not that bad. Oh God, I can't look at the calories. Because they put the calories on the
menu.
Is that every fast food restaurant?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's
don't
so
mean.
Don't
act like you don't know that. You've seen that in Burger King and
I've only done drive-thru. I've never...
Oh
wow, that is one of the meanest things anyone's ever. If you're gonna sell fast food, you gotta hide the calorie content. That's crazy.
Well, they do that at Cheesecake Factory too.
Well, they shouldn't
on the meal and all their calories. You're like, what the fuck? 17,000 calories or
ridiculous
2,000?
Yeah,
you're going.
Like,
I have to walk all week for this one
like
meal.
3,200 calories.
You know, you're like, I mean,
their skinny salad. You know,
and they when you go to Cheesecake Factory, these are not small dishes of food. They do give you a big portion, and you're wondering what the fuck. To, you know, you can't, I don't want to see calories on the thing.
No one does.
Because
I don't know who decided that was a good idea. That's horrific.
Because I do steps, and like 10,000 steps, you only burn.
It's like 120 calories.
You burn like no calories.
And also when you're burning calories, you have to remember like how many calories you'd burn just laying around, which is probably 50. So you're
70
really,
an hour.
Oh, okay. So really, you're not, what are you burning at that point?
It's
you're
crazy. Like,
another 70, an additional 70, just lay around harder.
I could walk to California and only lose 3 pounds.
Good one. So
what do you mean good one? Are you making fun of me? I was just saying, given a scenario, that's all. I wasn't trying to be fun. Oh, here's a real fucking gut buster. All right, go ahead with your story.
So we go in after all this mental, I should get it. And then I go get the Coke, and then we sit down, and then he's like, this one doesn't have any meat on it. He starts complaining.
The breast, he gave me a small breast. It wasn't the nicest breast. If I picked my own breast out of that pile of breasts, I wouldn't have picked that one. I'll tell you that.
And then he goes, It's really the coating.
It's actually the skin. That's what you go for.
The skin. People only really want the skin.
Well, that's the taste.
Well, then it didn't matter that there was no meat in there.
Well, you don't want to eat the skin with nothing behind it.
Oh, so they don't just come for the skin.
Well, they come for the skin.
You're complicated.
You need the skin, but there's got to be backing.
Okay.
You're not just going to put wallpaper with no wall, right? You're not going to just hang wallpaper.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. But if there's no insulation in there, it won't matter.
All right, go ahead. So stupid. Okay. Whoa, that's as good as...
So then he's like literally grease dripping off his arms, eating.
Oh, my God.
And he goes...
What the fuck are you...
He's like, it was so funny to me. And then he's drinking and he goes, I'm going to get some more Coke. So he goes and gets a refill.
Yeah, that's...
Comes back, I taste it. I go, this is diet. He goes, yeah? Why? What was it before? I go, it's Coke. He goes, why would you get Coke? He's literally eating the most calorie laden thing in the world. And he's like, who drinks Coke? Yeah. Who would have Coke?
That's pure sugar. There's a difference. The other one has a little fat in it, but pure sugar is, worse.
I stopped drinking Diet Coke May 1st. And I haven't had a Diet Coke. I did it before for like 2 years. Then the pandemic hit. Then I went back to Diet Coke and I was drinking one a day.
What about bread? You're back on bread.
Back on bread. I mean, it's like that. And
she'll wake up in the middle of the night, walk down, and you'll see like bites off of her. Like you'll come down and there'll be not even cut. She'll just walk down like she's sleepwalking almost and just open and bite the bread roll and then go back to bed like you're going, who is she sleepwalking?
I do love bread. That's why I had to quit, because it's like it is an addiction. Bread and potatoes, man. It's my Irish heritage. So
Colin said you're Scottish. McFarlane is Scottish.
I'm Scottish, I guess, if Colin said it. Wow, he knows everything. He's probably doing a whole fucking one man show about it right now. Irish people say they're Scottish because blah blah blah.
No, Scottish.
My fucking grandfather was kicked out of Ireland.
What did he do?
No one will tell us, but we think it has something to do, obviously, with he was part of the Masons and was against the government. It's like a secret organization.
What, he laid brick?
No.
I know the Masons. I know there was a Masons clubhouse in my town. Masons, whoever they are.
Well, they drink baby's blood and stuff. No, I don't know what the thing is.
He was kicked out of Ireland, your grandfather.
Yes, he was forced to leave Ireland. So there may have been a little name change. Maybe he took a M-A and made it M-C. I don't know. But go fuck yourself, Colin.
You want me to call him?
I'm Irish. Yeah. Yeah. It's like upsetting that he would say that to me.
Really?
Yes. It's part of my fucking heritage. It's part of my DNA, man. On my mother's side, my mother's grandmother was from Scotland. But we are Irish, pretty heavily Irish.
Yeah, I mean, you have an Irish name.
Well, not according to Colin. See, Colin did my fucking DNA.
Oh, he's not answering.
Oh, thank you, Detective Richard Voss.
Hello, Colin.
Hi, Rich.
You're on our podcast. I just have to ask you one thing.
Okay.
Bonnie, I have the speaker towards the mic. Bonnie is a little, not upset, but she's, when you said she's Scottish, I told her that Colin said she's Scottish and she's Irish, and she said, fuck Colin. So I don't know how you could...
But
what?
She's Irish Protestant or Irish Catholic?
Protestant.
Then you're Scottish. Mm.
My grandfather got kicked out of Ireland.
So did mine.
Forced to leave, so not Scottish.
They probably both probably both got kicked out for the same reason for different sides.
What was your reason?
Probably involvement with the, you know, the Irish Republican movement. And yours was probably with the Unionist movement.
Yes.
They probably got kicked out for being, you know,
blowing up some cars
on either side.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But let me just, Bonnie, I'm glad you called because yesterday I put on Jim and Sam for 2 minutes and all I heard was this interruption. I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close. Boss goes, yeah, I'm on my new special. You know, we do theaters, we do this, but I'm a club comic. Ultimately, we love the clubs. I love the clubs. The clubs are where it all happens. And, you know, for us, the clubs just feel the best. And my new special, I shot it at this beautiful, really cool club. And I love the clubs. And Norton goes, oh, what's it called? I don't remember.
I knew that was going to happen. Oh, my God.
I don't.
All that.
He's so eloquent.
Praise.
No, because he never thinks ahead of, like, he's only thinking of the next word. He's not thinking about what they might ask him at the end of it all.
What's going to happen when people ask me?
Yes.
If I thought ahead, I'd be living alone now.
I knew you would say something along those lines. Listen.
No, he's so dumb. He's so dumb. He literally doesn't know how good
he's. Makes me mad every time I listen to it.
What's that?
Because you guys are not the biggest podcast, and like, the couples therapist for this entire country is what you want with everything.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow.
Thank you, Colin.
Listen. Oh, I got to go. DeRosa's calling.
All right, guys.
I'm only kidding. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So now
that was
he's
Colin
mad. Calling. We're back. Thank you, Colin. Now he's mad that we're back, or that he has had actual Coke, and he goes on a tirade about nobody drinks actual Coke.
Well, you got to be.
You just told me Diet Coke is poison. You just said that before I started this story. You're full of contradictions.
Yeah, I didn't say Diet Coke was good. I'm saying Coke is bad. I mean,
what do you think is worse, Diet Coke or Coke?
Coke.
No, it's Diet Coke. Diet Coke also makes you fat, and it also fucks your gut flora.
Flora.
Your gut bacteria.
That's why I take probiotics and prebiotics.
I hope it helps.
It does.
Okay. A lot of people who have stubborn belly fat, get off your Diet Coke, man.
Yeah, that's why I barely drink Diet Coke. That's why I like Crystal Lights.
It's the same thing. You're using aspartame. That's the problem. It's not the actual Diet Coke. It's the sweetener.
Oh, well, for now, you know what I'm moving to now?
What?
Plain water with lemon juice in it.
Good idea. Well,
you don't like that?
No, I drink it every day. Loads of it. I drink coffee and water with lemon. That's it.
That's what I'm moving to. Once I finish all my, I was reading, you could finish your Popeye story. Go ahead.
Well, that was really it. That was just funny that you were eating.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about Walmart.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's right. So we go to where he's done his Popeyes. And I tell him, if you're going to go and enjoy a meal somewhere that even if it's decadent or, you know. Sorry, what? The word decadent?
Who would say that unless they're sitting around having tea with royalty? This is very decadent. No one would say that.
Well, I don't think people would call Popeyes decadent. You're right. So it's very like fattening or whatever. It's like just enjoy it, you know. But
and I did.
No, the minute you were done, you started, you've never eaten anything in your life where you haven't been like, oh, it's like my stomach and I ate too much and why did I do that? And the regret starts immediately. And then keeps eating. And then he's got a breast, a thigh? I don't know, a full thing breast. Ready. And he goes to take a bite of it, then he sets it down and he picks up the carcass of the other piece and starts nibbling at it. It's like you have a whole big piece there. He's like, oh no, gotta
waste
get
not, want not. You ever hear that? Waste not, want not.
Rich. So then we go to Walmart. And we're having kind of a fun time in Walmart getting a few things that we need. And then he goes, I got to get a big piece of plastic. I'm
plastic
like,
drop cloth.
Yeah, and I'm not paying attention really why he needs that. Then at some point, he can't find it. And he goes, God, where's the plastic drop cloth? And I go, what do you need it for again? I go, I think we have one at home. He goes, no, I need a plastic one. Because I think it's for painting or something. No, okay, I have to back up a little bit. When we bought this house, one of the conditions that he agreed to put a bid on this house, if he could be in charge of one room, all the paintings could go in that room, decorate a room. And I said yes. I agreed. So now here we are. And so there's a sitting room, which is now full of Rich's very ornate framed Victorian era paintings. He's bought more even.
I didn't buy any more paintings.
Yeah.
I bought that
one. You just put one in the guest room. By the way, he hasn't, it spilled out. It's not just the room. He just walks around and puts paintings up everywhere. And Rain and I go, hey, slow down, stop. No. He thinks it's like his hands. He's like, is it really a finger if there's not a ring on it? Is it really a wall if there's no picture on it? He gets obsessed. He comes into my bedroom. We have separate bedrooms. It's why we're still here today together. And he can't believe that I have space on my walls. He's like, you need a picture there. You need a picture there. You need a picture.
Walls, pictures and plants make a place.
So he's going to get this. So he bought two.
I didn't buy any.
Sitting. Yet. What do you call them? Couches.
I'm getting two
lounges,
love seats.
But they're like Victorian. You know, they got the like scallop back and stuff.
The wood, it looks nice. They're nice if I want to.
And he's going to put them both facing each other. Like people are going to come over for tea and stuff. That's fine. I'm sure there's a phonograph over at the side. And
I'm going to get a tea card.
It's going to like remind him of his childhood or something. I don't know. He was obviously reincarnated from some era. I don't know what happened. He was a lady in waiting and never got married. I don't know. There's something unfulfilled from a past life. And I mean, it's the problem is that it's a little drab in there.
What do you mean drab?
Like the paintings are like you tend to go a little on the sad side, or maybe that's the only paintings they have available.
No, they're not sad. What are you talking about? The
it's
flowers
like
and the ladies are dancing and having a good time.
There's like ghosty kids and stuff.
That one, it's cool, but they're a little
anyway. Yeah, and then there's other. It's like
it's wait till it's done. And
okay,
then we'll have a tour.
So he's gonna buy a rug to go under the.
The two
love seats facing each other. And he wanted to put a plastic drop cloth over the rug so the dog wouldn't pee on it. And it's like, what's the point? So I said, I got him out of there. I got him out of Walmart as fast as I could. Cause I know what happens is like Popeyes, then Walmart. It's too many white trash things. It drags you back. You know, I said, hey, white trash has got you by the ankles. Kick as hard as you can. Let's get away. He's like running around wanting white trash shit.
No, because you put the plastic over. Don't people put plastic on their couches? You ever see that?
Yeah, and people make fun. You've heard people make fun of them. You've seen movies where that's been made fun of. It's like, what's the point of that? What's the point of having things if you got to put plastic over them?
To make them last.
So if you don't want the dog in that room, there's a door on one side and you put a doggy.
You can't put a gate. You can't put a gate on the other side because the stairs come down.
You can put a gate there.
You can't. You'll see.
You can.
You can't. You want to bet? Bet me.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing plastic.
Well, we don't have to, but don't act like people don't do it.
When have you ever been in a house where there was plastic on their carpet?
They take it up.
Anytime anybody walks in. One second.
First of all, yes, you have seen plastic.
What happens if you're getting like robbed? You got to. Where do I get the gun, or do I go get the plastic off the carpet?
Whoa! And first of all,
I'm very
yes, nervous. I have seen when you walk into people's house,
No.
Plastic runways. What? In the
no.
beginning.
Yeah. No. No, you've never seen it. You've never walked on a plastic rug.
Not rug.
No, I know. I know. You've never walked where there's been a rug. Oh, look, a rug. And then it's plastic. No, it's never happened to you. I don't know why you're lying.
No, I mean in the four-door. When you
in the what?
The four-door. Ford, what's it called? Ford? Forder? You know.
Forder?
Ford, you know.
Do you mean the foyer?
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, my God. What is...
It's called
the
a
Forador?
What's it
like, what is... That's like something from Game of Thrones.
Oh, the Ford.
Put him in the Forador. We'll deal with him later.
Well,
what the fuck is a Forador?
You know, when you walk in, like the...
Do you... I just said what... I just said what you mean, and you can't say it?
Oh, foyer. Foyer? Foyer? What's it called?
I do. Some people do say foyer. It's foyer.
Oh, my God. You're such a bitch. It's... Oh, my God. You think you're better than everybody. Some people say this, but it's a foyer.
It is.
Oh, you...
I'm sorry, but it is.
No wonder people don't answer your calls.
Oh, really?
Foyer.
Oh. All I have is people calling me fucking nonstop. To tell me their problems.
Dear Anne, dear Bonnie. Anyhow.
Did you call me by the wrong name?
No, that used to be a column in a newspaper, Dear Anne, and people would write in.
Dear Anne, you mean Dear Abby?
I think it was two.
Oh, Anne Landers.
Yeah, Anne Landers, Dear Anne. Oh, another correction? Nope, Dear Anne Landers or Dear Abby. So I said, Dear Anne, I called.
Is this too tight, you think? What's happening?
So you go into people's foyers and...
Don't say that. Say entryway.
You go in the foyer, in the foyers.
Right.
And there'll be plastic.
No, there won't be. It's not a thing.
I don't know what houses you go. I go into elegant houses.
Nice. Oh, elegant houses with plastic on their rugs? And I doubt it.
And I said... First of all, it's not wall-to-wall carpet. It would be a throw rug.
No, right.
And with a little plastic on it until company comes over. That's all. And then you take the plastic up and they go, oh, look how nice and new that rug looks. Or that throw rug. It looks beautiful. How do you keep it so clean? Hmm. Right? You ever think of that?
No.
You never thought of that?
No. I disagree, and I won't. I won't. My mind won't be changed.
Do you ever put slip cover? Remember the slip cover you should put on the couch?
I hated it.
Where
is
that?
I wanted it. I know where it is.
Well, we got to put it back in the couch. It's a nice slip cover. This way it protects it. It protects.
Do you see what I'm saying about the white trash thing? He can't
stop.
That
was cloth.
We don't have a...
We don't have what?
Well, I don't get why you'd need that on there. What is the...
It prevents stains when you have kids and animals and sleepovers. It prevents stains. That's all. I'm just trying to protect. You know, why do you put Armor All on tires or, you know, or sealant on paint?
Okay, let's talk about something else.
All right. Oh, whoa, whoa. Don't, you don't have to be so... I watched my special last night. First of all, I went online.
You just did it. You go, you don't have to be so abrupt, and then you didn't even say the word abrupt and went into something else.
Yeah, because you saw us do something else. You know, it's so weird watching yourself on TV. You're so critical. One, I did.
Okay, so Rich's special dropped last night on YouTube. Go and see it. It's so funny. I was there at the taping. It's hilarious. Obviously, he's one of the funniest people on the planet, so we don't have to worry about that. But it is. Where can they find it? Just
Rich Voss. I mean, YouTube/Rich Voss legend. I think, or go to my website. There's a link.
Oh, there's a link on his website. And what's your website?
RichVoss.com.
And it's called 30 Minutes with Legend Rich Voss.
No,
right?
It's not just 30 Minutes with Rich Voss.
Oh, I think that's bullshit. I don't know. Anyway, so it's a very, very funny special. He did it with Gas Digital. And the night that we were there, at this club that he can't remember the name of.
I forgot again. I'll think of it. Go ahead.
And the air conditioning went out.
I think they turned it off because the sound was too loud. Maybe.
It was very hot. It was like
I was on stage. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, people were like sweating.
It was brutal because it was in July.
Yeah, it was like really hot outside, and then obviously no.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, no relief. But it was a really funny special, and so last night I dropped. He got like tons of really positive messages, and you know, of course, he's still. Has major anxiety, as I would too. So go ahead.
I mean, one, I wore a shirt that made me look much heavier than I am, but it put me back on eating better. You know, it's so, I was very happy when I was taping it. I'm going, this is great. This is fun. And I mean, I don't know. I guess when you watch yourself, you're so critical. And then, I was told, hey, go to YouTube and, you know, go in the chat with people. And there was one person that kept saying, this stinks. This is the worst. This stinks. And I'm going, thank you. Thank you for what. But
it is amazing that someone would. That is like.
But I think it was somebody pretending they were someone else.
Right. Of course. It's somebody doesn't like you because nobody else would waste their time watching something they didn't like and then commenting on it all the way through. That person watched it all the way through.
Yes.
So it's. Someone, an enemy of yours in some way, somebody you really got under their skin at some point.
Yeah. And they kept saying, oh, this is the worst. It stinks.
It's hard not to concentrate on the negative thing, but you should just let that go.
Well, I kept writing to, I wrote them a
but
couple
see,
times.
But see, like even writing
no, no, twice I said,
them power.
No, I was going, thank you for watching. I wasn't being mean to them.
I know, but I even think just giving them any attention is giving them power. So,
well, other people were smashing the person going, it's, you know, I mean, I don't know how.
Well,
look, there's a difference between live comedy and when you're watching it, you know, on TV or on YouTube, whatever. In the club, you know, one, the laughter is so much better. When it's live, crowd work is better when it's live, when you're there, you know, it's just,
well, there's a certain energy when you're in the room. That's the whole thing. I honestly think it's not even about comedy or anything. It's just it's like you're a drug dealer. The drug you're giving is laughter and fun. And that energy of like being in the mix. Like if I've spent a lot of time watching comedy at the sidelines, what?
Looking to the camera.
Oh. I wasn't looking down though.
I'm just trying to.
This is you. That's why I try to get you to like.
No.
Because you'll be like this and you're looking right at it. You can see that you're looking, that it's not a good.
How do you turn everything back to me? I'm just trying to help you. Talk about your drug. No, laughter in the club, you could feel the energy.
And it's so fun. It's so fun to feel energy. But it really is because you don't even have to agree or like. When you sit in the middle of the audience, it's great. It's so good. People love it. It's wonderful. Anyway. What else?
Nothing.
What, is it time to put your fucking new gum in? The reason that you're quiet is because you're not getting in there.
I'm not quiet. What do you mean I'm quiet? I talked to.
I know, but
it's the sound is quiet. You mean people couldn't hear me on the last part?
And also, I don't have. Where's my thing?
I don't know.
I'll take this one. I don't need it. I do.
What? Why does that make any difference? Why?
Because they say that you were quiet before, so maybe you don't need that.
Oh, well, you know, so. We're going to Vegas tomorrow for Skankfest. Last year was amazing.
I didn't go.
This year.
I missed 2 years in a row. So.
No, you went to Houston for a day or so.
We did. Did we do our podcast? We did our podcast. Because I was working in Austin and I couldn't get time off. So I could only just go for one day and then
no,
come
we
back.
Did. Would you bang them?
No, oh, no. We didn't. We didn't in Houston. I literally did one panel. I guess that was our podcast. We did our podcast, and then I left.
Well,
back to Austin and went to work.
But when we do our podcast, we have another comic on as a marriage counselor. Who do we do it?
I think Joe List was our marriage counselor on that one.
Oh, maybe. Aren't we supposed to do it at, I'm not doing it at the New York Comedy Festival.
I never heard anything back about it.
Didn't they ask us to do our podcast at the New York Comedy Festival?
Well, I asked them, to be fair. I said, hey, can we do our podcast? And then they were like, how about this time? And I said, yes. And then I never heard another
one. Well, and there's no advertising. I'm not doing it without advertising. Like, we're just, you know.
Right. But I did ask a little late, so we'll see what happens.
No. We planted that seed a long time ago. You might have re-asked, but we planted that, you know, whatever. At Skankfest, we're doing Would You Bang 'Em, which is such a funny show. It's always been good. It's always
really good, you guys.
Oh, are you going to do that bit again?
Yeah.
It's always, when they were looking at the podcast yesterday, our podcast on radio, Norton goes, what's that? And we just had tackled something you would never know what that is.
Norton, this is what I'm probably going to get killed with. This is how I'm going to die. Isn't it weird how...
how everything behind us is you?
I mean, no, this is ours.
What is that?
Outstanding Achievement, Rich Voss Comedy Performer. What's that from?
Backstage comedy Comedian of the Year.
And then this one is the Audience Award for Women Aren't Funny, which you can still watch. People still text me and DM me and say, I watched it yesterday or I watched it a couple days ago. It's a very, very funny movie that's still totally relevant. It's wild. And Rich and I look really cute because we're young in it.
When did we film it? How long ago? 10 years ago?
Probably more than that. Raina was a baby. Like we start, the thing was, it took us so long to make because we were making it ourselves. You were going on the road making money. I would stay home and go to edit and da da da. And so it was like a long fucking process. I edited twice a week only on it.
And plus we did reshoots and re-edits.
Yeah, and then I remember at one point Lynn Coplitz said, I can get you Joan Rivers. And I said, no, it's too late. I'd already been editing it. I was almost finished. And then you were like, if you get Joan Rivers, you take Joan Rivers. And so I did go and interview her and we put it in the movie. But it was like hard because it was like...
Well, the day after Joan Rivers passed away, the next day, our movie came out and people go, hey, do you want to talk about Joan, this and that? I go, no, I'm not using her death.
I know. I remember a couple of magazines called me and was like,
yeah, they like, oh, she was very good in the movie too.
She was wonderful. She, like, when I interviewed her, she was doing other interviews with other people.
Because Liz Taylor died.
And so she said, I can only give you 45 minutes or half an hour or whatever it was. I was like, that's fine. We set up, boom, boom, get going. And I keep looking over to see, like, her publicist or whatever is going to, like, and at one point her publicist did say, like, kind of wrap it up. And Joan was like, no, let's keep going. She would have gone for 2 hours. The same happened with Rosie O'Donnell. She was like, at first, like, oh, I can only do 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then she just kept going and going. They love talking about comedy, these people.
Do you think Rosie got mad when we...
I sent it to her and she never said anything.
Really?
She didn't say, don't do it. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. And I think, like, she would see the humor in that because she's a funny person.
I hope so. Joy Behar did it. We had Joy Behar.
Remember, we got Joy Behar, and then what's her best friend's name?
Susie Essman.
Susie Essman called you and said, "Why can't I do it?"
No, really.
Well, no, it was the other way around. We got Susie Essman, and then Joy Behar called you and was like, "Why am I not in this documentary?" And you're like, "We're on our way." And then when we sat down to do the interview, Joy Behar goes, "Wait. Rich isn't doing it?" Like, yeah, he was like, didn't trust. She was like, I said yes to Rich, not to this bitch here.
Well, she liked me. I did her show so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
She was nice. We went to her house one day for lunch.
That was the weirdest. Because we were going to go out for dinner, and her husband, very nice. I'm not 100% sure it's her husband, but her partner. And she was...
Well, your friend was friends with her.
Yeah, so my friend was with us who knew her really well. And so we were kind of gossiping, and she was showing us stuff, and she would show us clips. She showed us some SNL clips that she made fun of.
Really?
Yes, because there was someone on it that she didn't like, and... it was just funny. She was being funny. And then instead of going out for dinner, she decided to make us pasta. She made a bowl of like rigatoni with a sauce on it, put the bowl in the middle of the coffee table where we were in the living room.
Wasn't it?
And with toothpicks. And we just would eat with toothpicks.
That's how rich people do things.
And then I thought we were still going to go. I thought it was just like a snack, so we weren't getting too hungry or whatever. So I wasn't eating too much of it. And then with a toothpick, and then she goes, she had like a few of them. She goes, I'm not even hungry anymore. I feel great. I don't even feel hungry. Do you feel hungry? This was enough. And then so everyone was like, yeah, it's enough.
Well, there was also hors d'oeuvres and stuff, right?
I don't think so. I think it was just that bowl of pasta.
That's how eccentric people live.
She was drinking a Diet Coke. This is funny, bring it back. And I almost reached out and guzzled it because I wanted one, and she never offered anyone else a Diet Coke.
Well, we're not smashing her. She was nice to have us over.
She had a beautiful apartment. No, it's just funny.
We had a good time. That was fun, right?
It was really fun.
I don't remember watching clips of anything.
I think you were talking to her husband or something. And then she took Susie and I, whatever, her partner, into the other room, and she was showing us clips of on her iPad and stuff.
And it was somebody she didn't like?
Yeah. And she was making fun of them, and she was being funny.
It's unbelievable. Funny. What a career. She's been doing The View, how many years, and stand-up? I remember when she was on the radio.
When she started doing stand-up, and so she was probably at least in her mid to late 30s.
I remember her when she had a radio show.
Yeah, she just took off.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild because women that I know in comedy, they spend a lot of time being like, well, you got to be hot, I guess, or... You know, because there are a lot of women in comedy now that use their sexuality to promote themselves, which is fine. Do whatever you want to do. It's not how I operate. I don't feel any kind of like pull to do that. And I don't know. I just like who I am. And so it doesn't bother me, but it bothers a lot of women. And it's like, but there's other women that have done it that don't like.
Well, you're saying she's not sexy?
I'm saying she was never putting her ass and taking a fucking selfie and posting it on her Instagram and saying like, hey, no, but I mean, Chelsea Handler, you know, used to ski topless, and she's like done that. And Sarah Silverman has spent a lot of time doing like these selfies where you can see like breastuses and stuff.
Cleavage.
It's fine. It's not, I'm just saying, it's like not every fucking woman who's made it had to do that or felt the need to do that, or it's just like a complaint that's stupid, in my opinion.
Well, first of all,
if you're
going to
complain about the way somebody else is performing or doing what they want to do in stand up, that's like a bizarre thing. It's just like, do what you want to do. If you want to also be sexy, go be sexy. If you want to just concentrate on stand-up. It's like so much energy wasted. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah, well, back when Joy was starting, they didn't have selfies and all that shit.
There were still some women that were promoting themselves in a sexual way and some that weren't. I'm just saying, like, people always say, oh, you're too old. Like, the thing they say about women is that, like, oh, once you hit 40, it's over. It's complete and utter bullshit. If you really look at the facts, the only movie stars really right now are over 40, actually over 50. Do you know what I mean? It's just not true. It's absolutely false. It's something, I don't know why we tell ourselves this all the time. It's self-induced, and there's tons and tons of women that are very, very successful well into their 70s, 80s, whatever.
Helen Merman.
Helen Mirren.
Uh-huh. We watched her the other night in Golda.
Right.
Did you like that movie?
It was a little boring.
Yeah. Anyhow.
I didn't understand a lot of it. I'll be honest. I zone out and I'm like,
I'm exhausted. We're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
I'm getting tired. I got stuff to do.
Okay.
My butt's.
Second episode. Here we are. He wants to redo, rechange, do the lighting. Oh, nah. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, my back hurts.
Put his pillow behind it.
It's not that. It's sciatica. What?
The way
what
you're
I'm
sitting on it.
I'm sitting on my hands because my butt bones hurt from the sciatica. Anyhow.
Well, we're excited to go to Skankfest.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Thank you, everyone, for coming back. You know, we took a break. We didn't know if anyone would want to see us come back again. So it was really nice to get all those nice messages.
Thank you, Anthony Rogers.
And if you're just coming to us now, you can go back and start at number one. There's over 500 episodes, and some of them are very, very funny. I can't tell you which ones they are. I have no idea. But people have told us that they're very funny. And
well, I want to thank all the people that watch my special and that are going to watch it and tell their friends about it. And all the supporters, I want to thank everybody that, I did their podcast for the last 2 weeks. Are You Garbage? Shane Gillis, Tommy Pope. Ian Finance and I'm drawing a
Shane
blank.
Shane Gillis?
No, Ian and what's her name?
Jordan.
Jordan. What's her last name? She's funny.
She's very funny. God, what's her
Who name? Else did I do? Just all those podcasts, radio, The Bonfire, Bobby Kelly's podcast, Jim and Sam, Ron Bennington. Thank all of them for letting me go on and promote the special. Thank you. I don't think I left anybody out. And thank you to the comics that, put it up on their stories on Instagram. Is that what it's called? They put it on their stories?
I'm not helping you anymore.
Whoa.
I mean, if you don't know the word stories at this point.
I don't
point,
get stories. Like, it's just anything they go, that's on my story. Like, you're not telling a story.
Well, that was just the word they use for that.
Oh, I thought it was something a story.
It's like your feed. You go, I'm not eating it. Why would they call it a feed? I'm not eating it.
No, stupid. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's like the way you're doing it. It's like, it's called a story. Just accept it. Oh, stories. That's where you go. There. That's story.
Now, a few people wonder why I play golf so much to get out of the house for 4.5 hours.
Well, because he wants to.
Because I don't want to be corrected. I don't want to be corrected.
You'll be like this with your phone. Is this guy following me? How do I tell if, how do I respond to this? What is this? Now explain to me how I put this in my story. It's like nonstop. And then, well, I go play golf because this girl's annoying. It's like, oh, really? Or I'll remember that. Next time you're like yelling. You don't care what I'm doing whatsoever. Nothing I do is more important than what you need. So
that's not true.
No, literally, I could be digging my own grave. You're like, come over here. I need help with this.
No, I would help you dig your grave.
No, you wouldn't. You know that you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. We're going to get
And
I know.
And also, he's always making deals to like, he's like, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get you salt and vinegar chips and you make my bed. And I'm like, I don't want any. I'm done. I don't need them. Come on. I need you to make my bed.
No. You.
Rain and I made your bed last night.
Yeah. I know. Listen.
Put the sheets on it.
Put the sheets on it, and they did a great job. Okay. And I went to the store and got her snack and Rain.
I did. It's still in there. I didn't need it.
Okay. But usually I'll come home and Bonnie will be out cold on her bed with empty bags of chips laying around her like a drug addict. They're like bottles of liquor, only they're bags and crumbs on her chest.
You just see like a baked potato skins, potato chips, a little bread.
You know, and
I'm a carborific, man.
You made up that word, didn't you?
Yeah, obvious mint.
Oh, you're such a... Anyhow, see you at Skagfest. And
thanks to our producer, Nick, who's hanging in. He has to listen to every one of these.
How do you know? He's probably just walked away. And
he's like, not, yeah. He's
I
like,
wouldn't whatever. Listen. And then... Whatever.
Where, you know. He does our clips and he makes them really funny. So thank you.
Okay. Right. Are we going to thank everybody that we
ever? This is just the second episode. And we had a little extra time.
If we did a Patreon, what would we do?
We should just do them with Our Kid Hates Us.
All right. We're done. My butt's killing me.
Peace out. La, 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 la. My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.